Louisa June. My mama has the melancholy, always has. But recently it's gone from her customary pinkish gray, like a dawn mist in the marshes, still hopeful and able to clear into bright blue with the right sprinkle of sunshine, to thick storm surge purple black, like rolling waves burning. My brother Butler would tell me the best way to weather it would be to steer straight in and hold tight to the rudder. But it's hard for a being to not get lost in that swell of inky agony. Mama's been that way ever since the war arrived on our tidewater Virginia doorstep, ever since Nazi U-boats started swarming the waters around the Chesapeake Bay. Before that, Mama used to smile pretty easy, even laugh. That's my daily goal now, to reel in a real smile from her, not just a nibble of one, to help her find her way to shore, up out of the storm waters of her heart. But it's proving about as hard as surviving a voyage up our Atlantic coast without being hunted down by Hitler's submarines lurking in the waves. One of the best lifelines for Mama, being such a book lover and all, is a good story. But it needs to be told well, or she's disappointed, which makes things way worse. So I should start with how things were before the tides of trouble rose up in our lives. That way you, and I for that matter, can find a truer course through the waves. The Before of It. Chapter 1. One morning in late March, Mama and I were sitting in our kitchen, awash in daffodils we'd cut the day before, big golden trumpets, little starbursts of white and lemon stripes, and buttery blossoms with bright orange faces. Buckets and buckets of them that she had hoped to take to the annual Virginia Daffodil Festival in Gloucester. But Hitler, declaring war on America 8 weeks earlier, had canceled it. A wispy fog of disappointment was gathering on her. "Tell me something nice, sugar," she said. I was used to this morning recitation. Mama's been asking me that my whole life, like I'm her morning cup of coffee. If she asked with a small smile, I knew she just needed a sip of something, like catching a whiff of honeysuckle when you're dragging yourself home after a long day of crabbing. It'll pick you right up. A little joke might work, even if she'd heard it 100 times already. If there was no smile, but she still turned to look at me, she needed a little stronger brew. Painting a scene of happiness, maybe about a mockingbird settling in for a good sing in the lilac below my bedroom window, or the baby cottontail I spotted under the boxwood, or some tidbit of town scandal I'd picked up at the general store would do. If Mama didn't move, spoke so soft I had to lean in to hear her, and was staring out the window as if an army of ghosts drifted among the wild water lilies, I could pour her pot after pot of something's nice, and she wouldn't revive. This morning I had an easy fix. There was big joy due at dinner time.